Welcome to Elevate Your Health with Marissa, aka Gwen Savage. This program is going to help you create a sustainable lifestyle that fuels you with energy, passion, and confidence. I am back. It is Monday. It is a new day. We're starting a new week. I know that a lot of you are on the same page with me as far as it goes with emotional eating, binge eating, snacking, and honestly just not sticking to a diet or a plan, right? I know that it can be such a struggle sometimes. I know that for the thing that works the best with me is if I get really excited about something new, right? So it can be difficult to get that first initial momentum going because you don't feel motivated to just eat healthy, right? Because that's plain and that's boring. I think this is one of the things that often sticks out to us when it comes to a new diet or a new program, is that it's new and it's exciting. So, you know, while this Facebook group may not be super exciting, it definitely has a lot of long-lasting tools that will give you the success of creating a whole new lifestyle. So it's up to you. This is all in your, the ball's in your court for this one. So try to create an exciting thing to really jump yourself into this, whether that be signing up for a new gym membership or getting excited to go back to the gym. Maybe signing up for, like I just recently signed up for 9 rounds, which is super fun, kickboxing, and it's only 30 minutes. Check out a new like dance routine program. I don't know. Get some movement in there. Maybe pick up a new way to get your exercise in. Look up some ideas. If you need some help, reach out to me. I have a whole list of things that you can potentially do to get your movement in. And also, here's just a little side note on that. Please don't be very harsh on yourselves. If you start a new program, don't think that you need to do that every single day or start coming up with the, I should do this, I should go to the gym, I should go to kickboxing, because no matter what, no matter how wonderful of a program it is, no matter how much fun it is, no matter how much you should do it, right? The moment you start putting shoulds on yourself, you create resistance. And when you create resistance, you most likely will create this sense of either shame for not doing it. So what happens is we create this should. We think, I should go to the gym, I should eat healthy. That creates resistance because most people really don't want to be told what they should do, right? So that creates resistance. And whenever we have resistance and we feel like, oh, we really should do something, but I don't really want to, most of the time you will rebel against the thing that's even good for you because you feel like you should. So we're basically just setting ourselves up for failure. As soon as we tell ourselves we should eat healthy, should go to the gym, should be doing something that's better for us, we're setting ourselves up for failure. That's why this program is different, because instead of thinking about what we should do and what's good for us, like what is going to give us the results, we start making the connection between what we enjoy doing doesn't equal the results. What we enjoy doing equals what feels pleasurable in this moment. So diets and lifestyle, like, you know, healthy lifestyles don't work for the long run because what we're doing is we're setting ourselves up because we don't actually want to do them. When we think about it, we think, oh, well, yeah, I may not want to do this right now, but I'll get the results that I want in the long run. And the reason we don't stick with it is because on the days where we are feeling, you know, disappointed or we are feeling a little discouraged, we pick up on that feeling of, I'm not getting any results from this right now. As human beings, it's just something instinctive that we have that makes us want to do the things that are going to give us the immediate gratification. So as human beings, not because you're a bad person, but as human beings in general, we want immediate gratification. And that's okay if you're following a program that is helping you get that. So what we're going to connect the immediate gratification to, what we're going to connect what we're doing into the results as, isn't going to be losing 10 pounds. Isn't going to be fitting into a certain size pants. It's not going to be things that can't be done right in this instant. When you think about losing weight or loving your body, we start to wonder, well, what are those feelings giving me? Okay, what are the little feelings that add up? Feelings or actions or stepping stones that lead up to that weight loss or fitting back into that dress or loving your body or feeling sexy and confident. What are the little things, the little stepping stones that come in between now and that big result? Well, when I think about it for myself, I think about how when I have gotten to that point or when I'm getting to that point, I'm eating foods that are making me feel energized, that are making me feel light, that are putting me in a good mood. Because how many times have you wanted to eat some crappy food, right? We'll just call it crappy because you know what I'm talking about. But food that doesn't make us feel good. How many times have you wanted to eat it because you think that's the pleasurable thing to do and you eat it and maybe the pleasure lasted like the amount of time you were chewing it, but as soon as you swallow it, you feel like garbage, right? You feel tired, you feel lazy, you feel disappointed in yourself, you get hard on yourself, you have no more compassion, you start talking about how stupid you are. Like, that is the result that we get from doing those things that don't help us, right? So, keeping that in mind, we also want to stay more positive. So instead of thinking about all the bad things, we want to reframe our mindset from what's going to get me skinny and what's going to give me the results I want of loving my body and feeling sexy, or what's going to make me look good in that bikini for vacation, to what is going to make me feel good in this moment? What's going to put me in a good mood? What feels pleasurable right now? So my biggest thing in life that also works with this health program is, what would be pleasurable? The minute you hear yourself thinking, I should do this, I should do that, or if you already, like if you're not paying attention to your thoughts and you just feel resistance, I can tell you, you're probably thinking about what you should and should not do. So as soon as you feel resistance, I want you to ask yourself, what would be pleasurable in this moment? Whether it's food, working out, taking care of yourself, going shopping, just laying down, watching Netflix, eating something bad for you, whatever it is. If you ask yourself, what would be pleasurable right now? It takes away from the fear. And so this goes right into what Nicole was talking about. If you didn't watch that live video yet, go watch her video. She talked about our different motives. So this is something that Tony Robbins has talked about before, and I love, love, love Tony Robbins. I basically live my life after Tony Robbins. So this probably is something that he would agree with. But definitely go listen to that, because she talks a little bit more into depth, a lot more into depth about the different motivations that we have. So I'm going to assume you've watched it now. When you're coming from deciding about what to eat, like she was talking about, in that fear mode, you're creating resistance. That's when you're thinking about what I should do, what I shouldn't do, because it's going to get you or not get you to a certain result, right? So that's fear. Now, in order to avoid that, we ask ourselves when we're feeling this resistance or before we start asking ourselves what we should do, we say, what would be pleasurable to do right now? What would be pleasurable to eat right now? What would be pleasurable to do on my lunch break in a short amount of time? What would be pleasurable for me to make for dinner? Would it be pleasurable for me to make dinner for tomorrow so I don't have to because tomorrow's going to be busy? What would be pleasurable in this moment? And just go moment to moment. When you do that, you take out any possibility of fear. Because if you're honestly answering yourselves as what would be pleasurable, it's not going to be something that comes from fear. Think about this. If I was fearing not fitting into a bathing suit, so I was like bullying myself into eating a salad, would I feel pleasure? No. No. So when I ask myself what would be pleasurable, it definitely wouldn't be forcing myself to eat a salad. So if I sit back and I think about it, maybe I would be able to think of how a salad would be pleasurable, or maybe I come up with a different healthy option that makes me feel good and is actually pleasurable. So while I'm bullying myself and pressuring myself into getting a salad, if I switch over to what would be pleasurable, I might be able to open up a little bit of my loving and compassionate mindset that wants me to feel good and wants pleasure. And I might be like, huh, what would actually be pleasurable is if I got that chicken sandwich, that grilled chicken sandwich, on a whole wheat or whole grain bun. Sure. Or if I got brown rice with the chicken stir fry. Sure. Like, because that actually does sound pleasurable to me, not eating a salad. And I can even ask myself if the first thing that I want to say just out of rebellion is, well, I want a cheeseburger because a cheeseburger is, you know, that's pleasurable. Well, then if I ask myself, well, is eating a cheeseburger pleasurable? And I allow myself the space to be honest about it, I probably will not decide that it's pleasurable. Because when I think of pleasurable, I think of something that's going to make me feel good. I think of something that's going to give me energy and not mood swings or make me depressed later on. So the thing of pleasure would be the food that's going to make me feel light, energized, happy, all of those good things. And in addition, eventually those stepping stones lead to losing 10 pounds. Something we'll talk into more depth about later is how your relationship with food is actually more important than the food you're eating. So if you're coming from a place of what would be pleasurable, even if you decide to eat the cheeseburger, when you're not guilt tripping yourself, when you're not forcing yourself to do something that you don't genuinely want to do, you will have a lot less anxiety and stress in your body. Anxiety and stress, the hormones that are released when we feel those emotions, lead to not digesting our food properly and actually releasing a hormone that increases our fat storing abilities. So when you're stressed, often when we go into that fight or flight, or what is known as fight or freeze, more commonly now, when you go into that mode, you cannot digest because, and I can go into this later, but basically what happens is your body can only do one thing. And what it does is it takes all of your energy that would be digesting, because it takes a lot of adrenaline and energy to digest. It takes that energy, it shuts off your digestive system. It literally shuts off your digestive system and starts giving you adrenaline that's resulting in anxiety, which is increased heart rate, which is crazy thoughts that are like, oh my God, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm going to get fat. I'm going to feel like shit, like I'm such a loser. Like, all of that is actually a response that you feel from that anxiety, from that fight, flight, or freeze response that is actually shutting down your digestive system. You know, if you do this, like Nicole was saying, if you have indigestion, if whenever you eat, you feel like you have heartburn, or you can't eat a lot because it feels like you have a pit in your stomach, or if you have a lot of gas or a lot of bloating, those are all signs of digestive issues, which also can be solved by chewing slowly. We'll talk about more breathing while you're eating. But the most important thing is to lower your stress. So if you find yourself stressed out and in a stressful situation, the most important thing for you to do, like say you're on lunch break and you're all stressed out because work was stressful, and now you're stressed out because you have to eat something, and now you're stressed out because you have to rush, go back into that what would be pleasurable right now mindset. Because if you're craving some type of relaxation from all that stress, you will tell yourself, your body will tell you, when you ask yourself what would be pleasurable, maybe the pleasurable thing today would be to just sit down and have a meal and relax at a restaurant, maybe even by yourself at a to-go place like Subway, but just to sit down and not to do any errands on your lunch and to save it for after work or tomorrow, whatever. Maybe right now the pleasurable thing to do would be to relax. Well, that's great, because that's going to set you up for optimal digestion, which, like I said, is the reason why it matters how you're feeling and your relationship to food more than what you're actually eating. So you could literally eat a whole pizza, or maybe not a whole pizza, if you're coming from a place of pleasure, you don't want to overeat, but you could eat, you know, a few slices of pizza feeling relaxed and not guilt tripping yourself and enjoying it and feeling the pleasure that's actually coming from it, and have a better result than if you were going to force feed yourself a salad. There's so many reasons why depriving yourself, forcing yourself, coming from a place of guilt or fear does not help you. But the most important reason is your relationship to food and the hormones that you're releasing in your body when you feel all of those fearful emotions. So that is going to be our main takeaway for today. So I just want you guys to remember, when you are eating or before you are eating, most definitely ask yourself, what would be pleasurable to eat right now? What would be pleasurable to do? Would it be pleasurable to move my body and get some energy by exercising? I don't know. Would it? Maybe, maybe not. If it's not, don't do it. Don't try to guilt yourself into things. But you can use this in every area of life as well to help you keep your stress levels down. I may have talked about this already, but maybe you missed the audio. So I'll give you an example. One day when I was at work and I was thinking to myself, I should go eat something healthy. I should go do this. I should go to Kohl's and use my Kohl's cash. I should blah, 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 blah. These were all things that were on my to-do list. I was filling myself with anxiety, fear, adrenaline, because now I felt like I had to rush. I was frustrated. I was aggravated. I felt this mindset of lack, because I'm like, oh, I only have an hour. Like, that's not long enough to do all the things that I want to do. If I didn't have to work, like, I would have more time to do all these things. And so putting myself in that stressful situation, if I went right from that to eating, would have been terrible for my digestive system. So I switched and I said, you know what would be pleasurable right now? And sure enough, a few of those things on my to-do list were actually pleasurable. When I asked myself, would it be pleasurable for me to rush to go to Kohl's right now and try to forcefully buy something to use my Kohl's cash with, or would it be more pleasurable to do that later when I don't feel rushed? The more obvious answer to me at that point was, it would definitely be more pleasurable to not rush and to do that at a later time. So I didn't do that. Then when I asked myself, well, what would be pleasurable? I said, well, it would be pleasurable if I could go tanning because it hasn't been so sunny. And I know that vitamin D is going to make me feel good. Like that, just the couple minutes that I like to go tanning actually gives me this rush of endorphins. So I know that's going to set me up to be in a good mood. Great. And now I'm not telling you all to go tanning. Maybe your thing is just taking a vitamin D supplement. Maybe it's going outside and sitting in the sun for 10 minutes. If it's a sunny day, that's wonderful. Maybe it's taking your vitamin B's, to give yourself more energy. Think of it in that way. The only reason I like to go tanning is because it makes me feel good to like have a base tan before summer. I only go once a week, and it's just something that makes me feel like I'm taking care of myself. Now, if you're afraid of radiation or if you're afraid of all that stuff, don't do it. I'm not telling you that this is a healthy version of, you know, feeling those endorphins. But for me, in the amount of time that it would take, it was perfect for that day. So while normally I would love to take vitamins and feel great from the vitamins, in that moment, it was pleasurable for me to go tanning. So instead of me coming from this place of like, oh, tanning is so terrible, I allowed myself to want to. I allowed myself to go tanning. And it felt good because it was something that I really genuinely thought was going to be pleasurable. So I went tanning, and then as I'm going tanning, I was like, well, what would be pleasurable to eat in a short amount of time so I don't have to rush? And I thought, well, there's sushi right down the street. That makes me feel good because it's healthy, it's lean, it's light. You know, it's like a perfectly balanced meal. It's got carbs, it's got protein, it has healthy fats. And I can even get some fish in. And then, like, if I was coming from this place of fear, I would have immediately thought to myself, well, you know, white rice isn't a complex carb, so I should definitely get brown rice because brown rice is so much better for you. But I wasn't coming from a place of fear. I was coming from a place of pleasure. And to me, pleasurable would be eating white rice because I think it tastes better. So I didn't get worked up and worried about the extra carbs or that they're simple carbs. Like, I know that the smarter thing for my body's energy would be to get brown rice, but it wasn't pleasurable for me in that moment. Sometimes I do get brown rice. Sometimes I am lacking energy. And I know that in order to sustain my energy, I want to get some good complex carbs and a good lean protein in. But that day, that wasn't my concern. My concern was pleasure. And to me, that pleasure was going to come from feeling good, enjoying my food, enjoying my lunch break. So I was able to do something that gave me endorphins, that set me up to be in a good mindset to eat. I got some good healthy food in that also is pleasurable and not super strict or depriving. And I generally had an amazing lunch without rushing. Now, I've taken that little tool and done that in every area of my life. And when I really do it and I'm serious and not lying to myself, I come up with the most amazing things. So I'm challenging you to, if you have a lot of struggling with fear mindset, I want you to make this your mantra. Like, I want you to literally ask yourself this question before you do anything. What would be pleasurable? What would be pleasurable? What would be pleasurable? And I was talking to Nicole a couple of weeks ago, so I wanted to bring this up. I'll just give you an idea of like what we were talking about. She had an amazing productive day one day, and it was a bunch of pleasurable things that she enjoyed doing. She got up, she painted, she was very productive, she did a lot of things, she exercised, she did things that felt good for her. Now, instead of, you know, what we most often do, which is what Nicole did and was what I've done forever before I picked this little tool up, as soon as I noticed something made me feel good, I made it like a rule. So that's kind of what Nicole did in the situation. And I don't think she'll mind me sharing this, but what we do is we see something that went well, right? We're like, oh, this day was so productive because I woke up, I painted, then I felt good, so I went to the gym, then I did this, then I did that, then I got all of my chores done in the house. And then you're like, okay, so that's the perfect day, and I have to replicate that every single day if I'm going to be successful. I did this to myself before too. There's times when I go to the gym bright and early in the morning, and my day is so amazing. So when I noticed this, I made it a rule. I was like, well, in order for my day to be amazing, I have to wake up and I have to go to the gym. Now, this goes back into that creating resistance. As soon as we think of I should, even if yesterday it was the most pleasurable thing, today, if we wake up and we're like, I should do that because it was pleasurable yesterday, that is not the answer to your question of what would be pleasurable in this moment. if when you wake up today, you're the most pleasurable thing in this moment would be to work out first, go do that. That doesn't mean you're not going to get to painting. That doesn't mean you're not going to get to your work. It's just what would be most pleasurable in this moment. And now if you wake up and the first thing that you have to do is go to work, still ask yourself, what would be pleasurable in this moment? You know, what would be pleasurable to wear to work? What would be pleasurable to eat before work? What would be pleasurable to think? What would be pleasurable to listen to set me up for a positive day? Not what was pleasurable yesterday, not what was pleasurable a week ago. What would be pleasurable right now in this moment? Okay? And cut out the rules. So just because yesterday worked out perfectly by going step one through step four doesn't mean today's going to work out perfectly. And me and Nicole have proved this to you, for you. So you don't have to go and try this out yourself. You can, but you don't have to, because we've already proved that when you try to take those pleasurable things and create a rule or a structured thing around them, if structured, you know, doesn't feel like your jam today, you're going to create a lot of resistance. It's going to create a lot of those shame feelings and those feelings of like beating you up, because as soon as you create resistance, you will find rebellion, then you will shame yourself, and it's just an icky cycle. So instead of thinking about what you should do, what worked yesterday, what worked for this other person, ask yourself literally and truthfully, be completely honest and give yourself the space to answer however is most genuine. What would be most pleasurable in this moment? I had to fight myself a lot on this because oftentimes I worked so hard all the time that I thought I was lazy. And so I often found myself wanting to sit down and relax and just be lazy, wanting to just watch Netflix. But whenever I did that, because I was creating so much resistance around it instead of giving myself the space to do it, it wasn't working. It wasn't fueling me. Now, when you give yourself the space to do the things that may not be super productive and may not be super healthy, but you do it with pleasure and you allow yourself to fill your cup back up from doing that pleasure, whether it's eating a piece of cake and truly enjoying it, or whether it's being quote unquote lazy and enjoying it and watching Netflix and whatever the hell you want to do, if you're enjoying it, you will fill up your cup and fill up your energy level, and you will be more productive. So let's cut out the bullshit. Let's cut out the rules. Let's stop creating resistance, because we know it's going to what? Turn into a cycle. Resistance equals rebellion equals shame equals not being productive. So if you want to be productive, the first step is asking yourself, what would be pleasurable? This goes for food. This goes for exercise. This goes for anything in your life, even in your relationships. What would be most pleasurable right now? Okay? So this is a perfect way to start the your new and exciting way of eating, or your new and exciting way of exercising. But like I said, don't create a rigid, structured, you must do this, this, or this. If today you wake up and you feel like going for a walk, go for a walk. If tomorrow you feel like going to the gym, go to the gym. If you paid for a gym membership and tomorrow you wake up and feel like going for a walk, who cares? Go for a walk. If it's nice out, go for a freaking walk. You're not wasting your money, because what's going to be wasting your money is if you create what? Resistance to going for a walk. If you create shame about then not wanting to go to the gym, and then you won't do either one, or if you go to the gym, you still won't get the endorphins from the exercise. Have you ever gone and exercised and hated it the entire time and not felt good from it? I know I have. I totally have. So don't even waste your time. Don't even waste your exercise or your half an hour or hour. If you feel like going for a walk, go for a walk. If you feel like doing yoga, do yoga. If you feel like saying, hey, you know what? I'd rather just sit here this morning and sip my coffee and stare at the sun, and then later I'll go for a walk, do that. The reason we won't go for a walk later is when we start creating resistance around sitting and watching the sun. You will go for a walk later. I swear to you, you will be consistent and follow through if you keep doing what's pleasurable. Okay? I hope this helped. I hope this gets you to a wonderful start of your week. Definitely hop in this group and give me some ahas, some breakthroughs. Celebrate your little successes. Celebrate if you decided to eat something healthy and it made you feel good. Celebrate if what was pleasurable in the moment was to eat cake and it felt good. Celebrate everything, because that's key here too. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Let's celebrate and focus on these little wins, and you will absolutely stair-step your way to those bigger goals, I promise you. So what we're going to do this week is we're going to get excited about a new exercise, a new eating habit, whatever it is, a new hobby, something that gets us excited and motivated. Then what we're going to do is we're going to ask ourselves, what would be pleasurable in this moment? And if it's that new exciting thing, great. If it's not, great. Do whatever is pleasurable in that moment. And if you think something's pleasurable, say like eating cake, and you eat the cake and you notice it's not pleasurable anymore, take a mental note of that. Or write it down. Make a food journal. Tracking is an amazing tool. Write it down. Write down what you ate and how you felt. Then we can start making the connection to the foods that fuel us and the pleasure. So that way, every time you ask yourself next time, what's pleasurable in this moment, it most likely will keep transforming into the most healthy options. And then maybe every once in a while, like if you're at a birthday party, or if you really genuinely are craving some chocolate, you can treat yourself because you don't have to feel like guilty. I know it's when we start trying to eat healthy with a healthier mindset of doing it without resistance and without shame, it's easy to think, yeah, but I haven't eaten healthy a lot, so this wouldn't be good for me. I get it. So what you do is you write down how you felt. You allow yourself to do it in that moment if it's the most pleasurable thing. And if you can't convince yourself that pleasurable thing would be to eat a salad or a healthy sandwich, then go ahead, eat that cheeseburger, eat that cake, and write down or take a mental note of how you actually felt afterwards. Was it pleasurable? Did you allow yourself to enjoy it? Or was it torture? Was it painful? Was it, you know, did it give you bloating? Did it make you feel gassy? What happened? Did you feel tired for the rest of the day? Did you feel depressed? Did you have mood swings? Did you crave more sugar and more chocolate after? So let's start training our brains to crave the more healthier things, but also allowing ourselves the space to figure it out. Okay? And tracking is a wonderful, great idea. And I believe that is all I wanted to say today. So I will stop rambling. I'll let you get back to your week because I know you guys are busy, busy, busy. And check in with me, all right? Have an awesome week.